Salvation unto us has come by God's free grace and favor. Good works cannot avert our doom. They help and save us never. Faith looks to Jesus Christ alone, who did for all the world atone. He is our one Redeemer. What God did in his law demand, and none to him could render, caused wrath and woe on every hand for man, the vile offender. Our flesh has not those pure desires the Spirit of the law requires, and lost is our condition. It was a false, misleading dream that God his law had given, that sinners could themselves redeem and by their works gain heaven. The law is but a sin to light that lurks within our nature. From sin our flesh could not abstain. Sin held its sway unceasing. The task was useless and in vain. Our guilt was e'er increasing. None can remove sin's poisoned dart or purify our guileful heart. So deep is our corruption. Yet as the law must be die despairing, Christ came and has God's anger stilled, our human nature sharing. He has for us the law obeyed, and thus the Father's vengeance stayed, which over
the congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of liturgy printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God,
have mercy upon us,
forgive us our sins,
and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
God is our refuge and strength,
a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way,
though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea,
though its waters roar and foam,
though the mountains tremble at its swelling.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God,
the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved.
God will help her when morning dawns.
The nations rage, the kingdoms totter.
He utters his voice, the earth melts.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Come, behold the works of the Lord.
How he has brought desolations on the earth.
He makes wars cease to the end of the earth.
He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire.
Be still and know that I am God.
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our fortress. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We sing verses 6 through 10 of hymn 555.
Christ has full atonement made and brought to us salvation. Each Christian therefore may be glad and build on this foundation. Your grace alone, dear Lord, I plead. Your but truly see, your word cannot be broken. Your call rings out, come unto me. No falsehood have you spoken. Baptized into your precious name, my faith I'm
to Father, Son, and Spirit, the God who saved us by his grace, all glory to his merit. O triune God in heaven above, you have revealed your saving love, your blessed name we hallow.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies, and grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Congregation may be seated. Well, the bulletin says the Old Testament reading, but this is from the New Testament. And the reading is correct. The first reading is from Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 through 13. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of the water." Another angel, second, followed, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, she who has made all nations drink the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality." And another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives a mark on its forehead or on his hand, he will also drink the wine of God's wrath, poured full strength into the cup of his anger. And he will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of the holy angels in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, these worshipers of the beast and its image, and whoever receives a mark of its name." Here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. "And I heard a voice from heaven saying, 'Write this. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed,' says the Spirit, 'that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The choir is invited to come up for the anthem.
Rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he has passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The congregation may be seated.
The sermon will reflect on our readings
To start, I begin with John 8, 31 and 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen." You may be seated. I've said it many times, and it isn't becoming less true. The world, and we're involved in that too, feels like it is not accountable to God. Like there is nobody watching or in control. And this is what Jesus Christ came to teach us, is you have a Heavenly Father. He is watching over you. He has work for you, and he loves you. And I, his son, die and rise for you. This is that eternal gospel that John saw in that angel when he said, another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who has made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." Now this passage, especially verses 6 and 7, is a traditional reading at the Reformation, a service of Reformation Day, because it's thought, especially the early Lutheran church, they revered Luther and his boldness and the truth of his teaching so much. They said, that angel with the eternal gospel, Luther is part of that. Luther is part of this Reformation, of the church coming again to God's word and thinking about it and seeing what it really teaches and how we should live. So it was applied to Luther, but in fact, if you see that coming, not only at Luther's time, but our time too. Our time too needs that angel, needs that proclamation. Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth. Accountable to God, the true God. You look around, who is fearing God? Is fearing God trying to swindle a young father and mother out of their car? Is fearing God shooting up, what was it, 18 people in Maine? Is fearing God going on all over the world in these various wars? We attack, we are vengeful. We try to claim our rights. And God does, has created all people, and we all have our space and areas to live. And there's confusions about that throughout history. But this message that we need to fear God and know his word, this is no less today than it was at the time of Luther, when there was plenty of fighting. During Luther's own lifetime and his, one way or another, his writings contributed to it. There was the War of the Peasants, and 50,000, at least 50,000 peasants were killed. There was all kinds of strife and political turmoil in Luther's day and Jesus' day, from to the beginning, right after sin, after the first sin, Adam and Eve, what happened? Two sons, and one kills the other. Fear God. He is creator. He is our Heavenly Father. And where this is forgotten or not known, or the whole teaching is twisted upside down, then Satan's lies come in. Who's in control? Nobody's in control. There is no God. There is no Heavenly Father. You can do anything you want. You're your own God, right? That's what Satan told Eve. You will be like God if you eat of that fruit. You can be your own God. You can control everything. You can control people, the world. You can control the future. And you can make up your own rules. You can make up your own religions. And when you follow your own made-up rules, then you're a good person. Accountability to God and His teaching. And our world faces huge problems. But we as Christians who have our Heavenly Father revealed to us in His Word by His Son, Jesus Christ, that is the place we must start to understand and perceive what is going on around us. We must know that we have a God who has created all things, to whom all are accountable, to whom all are guilty. We stand guilty before Him. It was very clear in that Romans passage, Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be accountable to God. The whole world, you and me, and the people in Ridgeville, and the people in Ohio, and the people in Ukraine, and Russia, and Israel, and Gaza, and who else is going to get involved? All of us are accountable to God. So we stand at a place in which we need to be reminded all the time, who is in control? Who is over us? Who do I go to? Who has the highest and last word? And that is our Lord God. And we are guilty. And without faith in Christ, my sins stand as damning as a terrorist's sins. All sin stands damning before God. And I can't do something, or somebody else can't do something, to make themselves a little bit better before God. We stand condemned before God. And God did not want it to be like this. He wanted His people to be with Him. He sent His Son. And through especially Holy Week, but we remember the whole year through, Holy Week, we think of the suffering and death of Christ. Why? For our sins. What did John the Baptizer say? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And even the greatest sin might be repented. And so we stand looking at evils around us unbelievingly, hard to comprehend. And yet God sent His Son. And the reforming of the church, the reforming of the church is to have the church look at God's Word. There's all kinds of words going around us, all kinds of stories going around us. Some truth, some half-truth, some no truth, all kinds of words. But the Word of God, this is what we need, for we are all accountable to Him. And the Word of God, His law, I have two blanks there if you're looking, following along, shows our SOS. Law shows our sin. His law shows that we are sinners. And Jesus Christ was so powerful in understanding and teaching the law because, look, He said, you have heard it said, you shall not kill your brother. But I say to you, he who hates his brother, calls his brother a fool, shall suffer the fires of hell. The internal thoughts, Jesus said. So it's not only the murderer, but you who have hated your brother as well. We've all broken that, and God's law shows us this very clearly. And God's gospel shows our Savior. Shows our Savior. Shows Jesus Christ. Shows what God did, so that we might not stand guilty before him. And God did not want humanity, and he does not want, present tense, he does not want humanity to remain apart from him, forgiven. My wife and I were talking about the passage from Luke, was it? The road to destruction. Jesus said, well, I'll have to look at it now, I'm thinking about it. The road to destruction is wide, Jesus said. And it's the easy road. Now, when we think about the road to destruction that Jesus warned about, that is a destruction not only in the end to hell, yes, it's true, but it's destruction along the way. And that's what we're seeing, isn't it? We're seeing destruction along the way in so many people's lives. God would have the world to know Christ. To have the world made new and recreated. And we need to pray for the world, pray for our leaders, and pray for our military, and pray for peace and less suffering. But as we pray for them outside of us, we pray for ourselves so that I may truly know my sin and confess it, and that I may truly know my Savior and know that he has totally, completely forgiven me by his death, and that he has defeated death by his resurrection, and that's for me. With that true, powerful knowledge of the gospel, we can share it and give hope to other people. Point people to Jesus. And Jesus says, now, abide in my word, and you are truly my disciples. That means remain, stick, cling to my word. And then I also have a quote from Revelation 14, the last two verses. Here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Christ. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. This is what God calls us to abide in his word and to endure, to cling. The endurance that God calls us is to endure in his word in faith in Christ and obedience to his law through whatever we have to go through, whether that is suffering or illness or injustice or war, or whatever we're called to go through, to endure in the faith. Patient suffering. Why? For we know Jesus Christ has died and risen for me, that my main duty is to be a witness to him and to love my neighbor as best as I can and take care of my family and be a light shining to Christ that people would see him and to endure all things for that. To keep that active focus in our minds and hearts is the reformation of the church. To stay in his word is the reformation of the church, to keep being formed by God, by the Holy Spirit, to be his people. I very specifically added these couple of verses at the end of the Revelation reading, because for Reformation Sunday, it's not that whole reading, it's just a couple of the verses. But I added it here because you see the link between reformation of the church, abiding in God's word, enduring with patient suffering, to the end of this life. And next week is All Saints. And we remember those who have gone before us enduring in the faith, and they are with Christ. These two things are connected. Keeping the church in line, on track, in God's word, going through whatever it takes, and then finally, resting in the faith with the saints and God in heaven. Luther was not perfect. He wrote some very harsh things, which even the Missouri Synod has said, those writings, we don't hold to those writings. In the 1990s in convention, there are certain writings we said, those writings we distance ourselves from. But he pointed to Christ. And he pointed his people, those who would understand his teachings and take it, to rely on Christ. Because as we look around the world, is it better? It's not. It's just as bad. All the more, we need Christ. And we need his word, not changed and not watered down, but we need his word to abide in Christ's word to be his disciples. If we do that, we remain his disciples. And come hell or high water, which they will, and Jesus said they will, we yet will get through this life into eternal life. And we pray for this world, and we pray for our friends and neighbors, that somehow Christ will be known and trusted. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending through many teachers your reforming word, your word that shapes us, corrects us, rebukes us, and saves us, and forgives us. Help us to be faithful to your word in our own lives, and to be witnesses and people of love to one another and to the whole world, to shine forth your love which you have given us in Christ. Help us face the chaos and the violence that surrounds all things, but to trust in you and your Son, Jesus. And give us your Holy Spirit, that we may be your people, empowered by you. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
My faith looks
Congregation is invited to stand. We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, that God would deliver her from error and preserve in her the proclamation of the gospel, and that all would fear the Lord and give him glory, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all ministers of the word, that by their preaching of the law all would be held accountable to God without excuse, and that by their proclamation of the gospel all would know Jesus Christ as their Savior, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are blind in their bondage of sin, that God would open their eyes by the words of Jesus and grant them the true freedom of sonship through a permanent place in his household, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our homes and families, that God would keep us in his word and so make us truly his disciples, freed from errors and at peace. And especially for all fathers, that God would preserve and encourage them for the godly task to bring up their children who fear him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all civil authorities, especially our president, Congress, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws, that God would protect them from the temptations that beset their offices and grant them wisdom and courage to serve with integrity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
I continue with the petition for peace in the world on page 314 in the front of the hymnal. Heavenly Father, God of all concord, it is your gracious will that your children on earth live together in harmony and peace. Defeat the plans of all who would stir up violence and strife. Destroy your weapons of those who delight in war and bloodshed, and according to your will, end all conflicts in the world. Teach us to examine our hearts that we may recognize our own inclination toward envy, malice, hatred, and enmity. Help us by your word and spirit to search our hearts and to root out the evil that would lead to strife and discord, so that in our lives we may be at peace with all people. Fill us with zeal for the work of your church and the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which alone can bring the peace which is beyond all understanding. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. For safety and success in all our daily labors of harvest, working in industry, education, food service, merchandising, the arts and sciences, medical and emergency services, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who cry to God for healing of body and soul, we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue, and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Carlos, Phyllis, Lane, Diana, Don, Leyland, and Francis, and Pastor Sampson. That God would grant them release from their afflictions according to his will and sustain their hope until the day of Christ's appearing, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Mighty fortress, rock of refuge, we give you thanks for all your servants who have departed this life in faith. We especially bless you today for the great reformers of your church who call us back to the gospel and to the righteousness we have in Christ alone. Keep us in fellowship with them and bring us at last to our heavenly home and the joy of seeing our Redeemer face to face. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We pray the morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you.
For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn, Lord Jesus Christ, the Church's Head, 647.
Lord Jesus Christ, the Church's Head, you are her one foundation. In you she trusts, before you bows, and waits for your salvation. Built on
Yeah.